right now on VFN TV, I know we bring you some pretty amazing things, but George Washington University, they're actually having a class talking about Christian privilege. And if you attend this class, you're going to find out three ways to identify it and three ways to come against it or unify against it. What are we coming to? In addition, we're going to hear an encouraging prophetic word from a prophet named Brett Holderbaum. It's going to really encourage you. Good things are coming right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Paul Ramos.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Man, it's going good.
For some reason, I just want to sing the musical Oklahoma.
Sing it. We know you have a voice. Let it go. Okay, no.
Okay, well, I'm going to it.
I'll tell you what,
it's
though.
That shirt, though.
Okay.
Y'all write to all us. Right. Listen, comment below. Is that
like
not the shirt from Oklahoma? Y'all remember Oklahoma?
We want to know if you like it or not. Okay. So comments all below. Right. But I was thinking about this.
What's that?
17 years since 9/11. Can
yes.
you believe it?
17 years, yeah.
It has come, and it's just amazing, but just to
such
think...
Such a tragedy.
Yeah, such a tragedy. Yeah. To think that, I mean, I feel grateful that our country has not suffered attack on our soil like that again.
Yeah.
Of course, there was Benghazi on 9/11, but...
All the men, all the women that were lost that day, almost 3,000.
Yeah.
1.4 approximately million lives have been lost since that day across the world. 300,000 American citizens who said, "We will fight for your freedom," soldiers have brain injury from that war. We've lost thousands and thousands of men and women who closed their restaurants up and went to fight for freedom, to free, you know, the world from tyranny and what was taking place through radical Islamic terrorism, through ISIS and their what they said was their caliphate. Beheadings of Christians, beheadings of Muslims who weren't Muslim enough. Mm. Christians were getting the letter for Nazarene over the doorways, sure, that they were going to come back and either you convert or we're going to kill you and take your things and enslave your daughters and enslave your wives. And they were selling women into sex slavery and, you know, marrying them off to...
This is a long progression over time, but it's been a journey the last 17 years.
Well, this is what, you know, 9/11 was a big, from that expression, was coming towards us, and the evil just rose up. And, you know, think about the things, I mean, you saw that on our own program, when you see, you know, a journalist... Mm. Who is just trying to, that's how you learn the news, because a journalist goes into battles and reports what's going on. But James Foley went there to report what was going on, both sides, you know, what was happening. And they took him and they held him captive. And over a long period of time, and his parents tried to get President Barack Obama to go free him, to get him out. And they just wouldn't, you know, although they just wouldn't, even though they just didn't. And then next thing you know, in front of the entire world, you know, James Foley, and we were very, you know, should we bring this to you? Should we not bring this to you? But the truth was, if we don't see it, we don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just, they beheaded James Foley in front of the entire world. A British soldier coming out of, I believe, one of the barracks over in Great Britain and England. He was crossing the street. Somebody had just assaulted him. This radical Islamic terrorist attacks him and beheads him in the streets. We had people at Fort Hood in America who was a fellow officer in the United States military began to fire and shoot and kill all of our many of our soldiers. We had a lady in the workplace
in Oklahoma
who she was beheaded in the workplace because she wouldn't convert. And if it wasn't for the Second Amendment right in Constitution of America, which says you have the right to bear arms, then he would have done more.
That's right.
But the supervisor, the owner of the company, whatever it was, we have it on the VFN torch at VFNKB.com. He killed the man that's trying, that just beheaded his fellow employee. And it was like this stuff was becoming normal.
Normal, and there was almost literally no response.
The new normal
from the executive branch.
Yes,
I mean, things were happening. There were all these, like you just listed, all these atrocities.
Right.
And there was nothing being done. Now, think about how much things have changed
right.
in the last 23 months, where you have a president who's gotten, you know, North Korean hostages were Americans brought back.
Right.
You have a call from this president asking for the pastor in Turkey to be released.
Right.
Not just asking to be released, but there's sanctions.
Yes.
With teeth. Right. Actions.
And because they're just holding him hostage. They didn't do anything wrong.
Of course. But you're seeing respect being returned back to the United States. We're saying we're
the
not
Iran nuclear deal anymore. Was ended. With the
absolutely.
But prior to that, they took our sailors and took them in and made them take their shoes off and put them down under like an arrested format. I mean,
and what they did to that Jordanian pilot when they put him in a cage like an animal and so set him on fire.
This is what the mentality was, in that they caught this particular pilot, you know, and King of Jordan,
Abdullah
is, you know, he's a good guy and he stood up for a lot of, you know, for America.
Sure.
He was at the prayer breakfast in America. That he will send his pilot to be able to help stop what's going on, you know, some of his military to stop the radical Islamic terrorism and this ISIS caliphate thing. And they captured him. They put him in a cage. They put a burning substance that would set on fire on him. Then they set a trail of, like, gunpowder for wood gasoline. And then they filmed it all, and they lit that on fire, and they video watching this Jordanian pilot who went to come against radical Islamic terrorism and this ISIS thing that was going on to help us all in this thing, and they burned him alive. Mm. And this is what began on 9/11. This is what was coming our way. And many, many soldiers, many, many people, but in the last previous administration, it was on steroids and it just shot up. And it was just loosed across the world. I mean, it happened, you know, while former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was just setting fires, it seemed like, around the world, you know, Benghazi and all the things that were going on.
Which happened on 9/11, by the way.
Yes. And so we're saying all this to say this, that, listen, we have to remember those who gave their life. Mm. You know, it was a blue, perfect sky that day. The last thing you would have thought this would have happened, but it happened. And that's why it's important to understand the nation whose God is the Lord is safe, and they celebrate and they cheer it. But those who in power that are not set on good, but they're bent on evil, it says the people cringe their teeth. And God has a hedge around us that he could barely lift it up a little bit, but he could take it away. And America, as you know it, would totally change. And we heard you all the way from Indonesia, you know, when you wrote to us and told us, you know, please, you know, thank you for standing up for truth and light and what's going on. But you wanted to give a salute and a thank you to all the rescuers, all the families that lost loved ones on 9/11, all the soldiers, men and women, who went out and risked everything and stopped everything to be able to stop this.
And all the civilians, all the citizens who rose up in New York and said, I'm going to play my part. It's one thing that I see with tragedy, with hurricanes and attacks and all these different things, that when the chips are down, it seems like as Americans, we can really come together and just lay everything on the line to help out our fellow man. And I hope we can remember that again. I hope, if nothing out of this season, that we can remember that we're all humans. We all need each other.
Right.
And then when someone's down, we want to be that person to help instead of be the one always receiving.
And we hear about Dunkirk and the 300-something thousand, I believe it was, of military men that were rescued by the local citizens in England and all. But that day on 9/11, over 500,000 New Yorkers were rescued by ferry boats and all these different boats that came in a nine-hour period. And so they're heroes everywhere. And it was just amazing. And so listen, we get back from this break. We're going to talk to you about what they're saying at George Washington University, having a class there, talking about there's Christian privilege. We need to identify it, and we need to actually come together against it. Join us after the break.
I want you to understand you're looking at a man that believes in the power of prayer. Jesus didn't say pray, he said say. If you keep this business up of speaking what you're feeling, the devil's going to play with your feelings all the time. Some of you people have been really fought lately with heaviness, discouragement, you can't figure it out. It's because you're falling into that ditch where the devil's got you going by your feelings. Don't go by your feelings. Go by your faith and your belief. Read your Bible. Stop listening to man. Read your Bible. We don't have a fallen mind anymore. We are believers. We know. Stop talking about that you're going to die. Start talking and saying, God is going to raise me up, put his life in me. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to be used for the kingdom. I believe every person under the sound of my voice is a believer, and you believe. The problem is, start saying what you believe.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You're going to be really surprised here. There is at George Washington University, there is a class being taught there, and it's specifically focused on what they call Christian privilege. You can see this right here behind me, right here. Christian privilege. It says in this particular, he says, at this particular event located in the nation's capital, the university, students will reportedly be able to list at least three examples of Christian privileges.
Okay.
I can tell you a lot more than that, but three examples of Christian privileges, and learn at least three ways to ally, not with the Christians, but with non-Christian persons. And it goes on to talk about some other things as well, but this role of denial of this particular privilege. And so, you know, I don't know. We did a program. You called us if you were there. We did it on Dietrich Bonhoeffer and what they did in Germany during Hitler's day. They would have re-education camps. You know, they would bring you there and they would re-educate you. They have that in China right now. Mm. And the goal is to change the way you think to line up with this other way of thinking. Well, if the way that you think is how the Constitution and America's founding principles are, you don't need to change it. But these universities, and we talk about this at VFNKBU all the time, we're funding re-education camps, and we're sending our children, 70% of Christian children that go to non-Christian universities, 70% leave Jesus Christ. They leave the faith, 70%. I mean, they're literally re-educating our population, our children, and 50% of children that go to Christian campuses or, you know, Christian universities, they leave their faith. Like, what are we teaching that actually would lead our children away from our founding principles, our Constitution, and our God, one nation under God? And not only that, we're actually allowing them to charge us and our child thousands and thousands of dollars that they gladly loan you. You
know? The easiest loan you'll ever get in your life is a student loan.
Prior to having a frontal lobe in your brain, they'll give you a loan for $100,000 for your education. But they're literally re-educating our young people, and all of a sudden your child comes home and they hate the government, they hate you, their parents, God, who they actually once served openly. Yeah. And it's like, we have to understand, education now can be gotten in many different ways, but we have to take back this education mountain. There was a day that to be in, you know, you think about Harvard, you know, you had and Yale.
Yeah.
They were established to be able to learn the Bible.
Sure.
The whole purpose. Absolutely. To be a lawyer, the reports are, you actually had to know Scripture. You had to know the Bible. If you look at the law terms that we use, if you look at the Moses and the Ten Commandments over the Supreme Court, it's Judeo-Christian based principle nation. And that's the reason why we've been allowed to be able to sustain this long. And if we turn away from God, you have to understand, God turns away from the nation. He lifts the nation up, he takes the nation down. And there was an encounter God gave me, you know, during a 48-hour period, possibly around that time. And he just downloaded into me what we ended up titling it, America, How We Got Here and How We Stay Here. And Israel, when you think about Israel, and now you can see this billboard art, it says Christian Privilege ! Jesus wants you to join Christian Privilege. Go to meetmyfather.org. This is so important because, you know, if you're talking about somebody who has black privilege or white privilege or this national privilege or this privilege, you know, you can't necessarily become that. But you know what? If you're not a Christian, you see there's benefits and privileges to Christianity, and they are salvation for your soul, forgiveness for your sins, brought into the family of God,
and love, peace, joy, mercy,
all these things. This is an open door for you.
Absolutely.
And so I'm excited that you've identified that there are privileges, but somebody's lied to you that says you can't have those privileges.
That's right.
Instead of trying to find people who are non-Christian, just come to where the Christians are and say, I'd like to join the privilege.
That's right.
Because if it's a Judeo-Christian nation and more people in America profess to be Christians than anything else, and it's a Judeo-Christian foundation. But anyway, talking about how we got here, Israel, for example, you know, when God had trusted the word of God to Israel, and he walked with Israel in the wilderness, he was their leader. He was led through prophets. He led people through prophets, you know, Samuel and all. And all of a sudden, one day, they started looking across the pond to another nation, and they started saying, hey, you know, we want socialism. You know, we want communism. We want a king like they have a king. I mean, they didn't say socialism, but that's what they were saying. They wanted a different form of government than God had. They wanted a king like everyone else had. They didn't have a king. Everything was okay because God was their king. And so they kept on, and finally, long story short, God's, I'm going to give them what they want. He told the prophet, tell them, Samuel, I'm going to give them what they want, what they're asking for. So just because you get what you asked for doesn't mean what God wanted for you.
I think they asked for meat, too.
Yeah, they asked for meat. Yeah. But you think the first king they got was one like themselves, you know, Saul. But the second one was a man after God's own heart, which is David. But the only reason that Israel could survive the way they were outside of a king, if they had God over them. They were one nation under God. Well, it wasn't all the way, think about this, it wasn't until all the way, till all of a sudden some people who lived in America, who were under the king, realized, because it was tyrannical leadership, they were taking away all these rights, they'd barge in your door, they'd take your stuff, they would search your papers, they would just do all these things. The reason why we have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, because these are the very things that they were doing. We had 27 issues in the Declaration of Independence why we had to separate from the king. And one was that all of our rights come from God. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why America works is because of those founding principles. And if we don't acknowledge that, and this all of a sudden this nation was birthed, because look at our founding papers, look at one of our founding documents is the Bible. David Barton talks about that. We had that on VFN TV for you. And so, as a matter of fact, YouTube blocked that one. Google blocked that video that says, the title of it is, you can find it at VFNKB.com on the torch, but the Bible is one of America's founding documents, because it is, and it was. And so we can exist without a king, without a tyrant, if, in fact, we are one nation under God. If we turn our backs on God, you're going to have a tyrant. You're going to have a king, because it's a rebellious people, so you have to have somebody hard down on you. And so the reason why there has been so much peace, and if you don't think there's peace, travel the world. Hmm. I mean, Saudi Arabia just allowed women to drive a few hours ago, and they still have restrictions. She could perform surgery, but she couldn't drive a car. And it's oppression all over the world. This is the largest day of religious persecution in the history of the world is happening right now. It's cranking up. You know, we'll be talking about that in a future program. What's happening in China, what's taking place there as well.
Yeah, North Korea.
In North Korea, just all over the world. And understand this, that America works because it's one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty for all. We're not perfect, but understand, compare it to what's going on. Understand that it's you're tried by a jury of your peers. I mean, go to the courtroom lately and just watch what happens. That we might get it wrong, but it's wrong more often, more of the time, in other forms of government. This is your neighbors that has the opportunity to try you. A jury system's in the Constitution. That's one of your rights that you have to put. Your accuser has to appear before you and share their witness, and you're innocent till proven guilty. I mean, what country's like that? No, that's kings right. Like that. They just say off with their head. Anyway, listen, the reason why that somebody who's a non-Christian in America, who they actually think America will work outside of God, and it will not work outside God. And what God is doing right now, he's shifting the nation to take it back, because he has plans in store. And it was very important for what took place when President Donald Trump declared what other presidents said they would but didn't, that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel, and moved our embassy to Jerusalem, that we're standing in the gap, standing unashamedly with them. Just closed the PLO office this week, I believe it is, and they are defunded the people, parts of the United Nations.
At the tune of $200 million.
Who they've been funding terrorism, and that they're just putting their foot down for what's right. And still helping folks, but if you're going to kill folks, America's not going to help you.
No more pay to slay, for sure.
No more pay to slay. So if that's a privilege, join the privilege. As a matter of fact, join the country. As a matter of fact, if you look at the pledge that you have to take to be able to join America, you have to renounce all allegiances to all popes, potentates, princes, kings, all that stuff, and bring your allegiance to America, in which the flag stands for. I mean, so you actually have to do that to become a citizen. We took the test on the air just to see how difficult it was, and we find out that they know more quite often than we know. And we all need to be held to those standards, because truly it's one nation under God. So it is a Judeo-Christian foundation nation. There is Christian privilege. There's also Christian persecution happening all around the world simultaneously. But let's keep it from happening in America by remaining a Judeo-Christian nation, keeping God over our nation. When we get back from this break, we got so much more for you. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. Can a student use Christian music for a talent show at their school? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
A friend of my daughter's tried out for their middle school talent show audition using a Christian song, and she was told she could be in the show, but she would have to choose another song, and I was wondering if that was an infringement of her free speech.
Tracy, it sure is. She's allowed to utilize in a talent show and a presentation a song that has religious content, a religious message, or a Christian song. In fact, there's Department of Education guidelines specifically on that point. Christian music is not banned when it's a student selection. They're allowed to make the selection. They could choose to include a Christian song as part of it. So again, as we just did previous call, we're going to get you in touch with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get some help there. Again, if there's a talent show, the students are allowed to select the material. They cannot be banned simply because the material is religious. religious in content or Christian in its orientation.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com. And follow the prompt.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We've got this exciting prophetic word from Brett Holderbaum talking about an encouraging future, what's taking place. I want you to hear it right now. John.
This is the prophetic word. Harvest is ready, and I will cause them to turn. Now take the mountains. The first picture the Lord showed me this morning was a cornfield ready for harvest. Fields ripe for harvest. The Lord said, my fields are ready for the harvest. Don't you have a saying? It's still 4 months until the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. The Lord has prepared the harvest. Go into the field, says the Lord. I saw the fog. And he says that the Lord said the fog over America is lifting. The fog is burned off by the sun. The fog that has been over America and my people is going to be burned off by the sun.
S-O-N, son.
S-O-N. The Father says there will be contention and yielding in the body. Contention, heated disagreement. The captured territory was one of the main areas of contention between the two countries.
Okay. And that's a definition talking about, you know, contention is heated disagreement. It's the captured territory between two contentious areas that you're reading right there. So that's the contention. He talks about the two areas next. Okay.
It says yielding of a substance or an object. So it says giving way under pressure, hard or rigid.
You know, don't give away under this pressure. Go ahead.
It says she dropped onto the yielding cushions. And so
that's another definition.
Another definition.
So you're looking at that this contention is going to happen between, you know, in the religious mountain. God's going to take this religious mountain, he's going to cast it into the sea. But that contention is going to happen because the religious versus the relational, the people who follow Jesus as the Lord of their life, they actually are going to be shining bright, like the Lord says will happen. But this religion that's not of God is going to be cast in the sea, he prophesied. And so that contention is going to be between the religious and the righteous, the religious, and the people that are in right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And if you haven't made that decision yet to be in right relationship, to be on the right side of the contention that's coming, and the great blessing is here, and the harvest is here, go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org. We share some of our testimonies, how we made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. You've got to meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to pray for you right now. These are exciting days. You can find out more details about this word and share with others on the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for this nation, God, how you raised it up and you allowed it to stand, that truly it has Judeo-Christian foundation, Lord. And we say, Lord, you are the God of this nation. We declare you're the God of these cities, these nations, these states, these governments. We declare you're the God over the Constitution. You're the God over our schools, the God over our homes. Lord, and we acknowledge you, Lord God. Let the Lord's name be reconciled in every heart in this earth. We ask in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you right now that you would end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. Let it rain in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat. Pat, isn't abiding with the Lord just an awesome thing to be able to do?
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
I mean, talk to us, man. How has that affected your life?
Well, it's just changed it. I mean, for years, I struggled with that, you know, spending time with God in regards to, you know, hearing his voice. But when God introduced me to abiding and, you know, and journaling and hearing what he's saying and writing it down, it's been life transforming. I mean, I can hear him clearly, and it's beautiful. And, you know, it's just a wonderful thing.
It's so cool, isn't it, to know that you're hearing the voice of God?
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
He says that, you know, his sheep will hear his voice and follow none other.
That's right.
That's so important, isn't it?
It's just amazing. And he knows exactly what you're going through at that particular time in your life. And it's just amazing where he leads you. Right. You know, you think you did it.
Right.
You know, when you open up the scriptures and there it is. And like, wow. Wow, God, that was awesome.
This is cool, too, that by doing it, you begin to be faithful, that all of a sudden your whole family now abides with God and alone with God.
Mm-hmm.
And you all even come together and share about it, right?
That's right. Yeah, we sure do. We all come together at the same time every week, get together as a family, my wife, my two children, and we talk about what God said to us that week.
Does God speak to everybody in your family?
Every one of them. Yep.
And what's their ages? With the children.
Yeah. Yeah, right. My 10-year-old son, my 14-year-old daughter.
Right. Isn't that awesome, though, to know that God is speaking to your whole family?
Yeah.
You're out there, you're listening right now, you're thinking, man, I didn't think that was possible. I thought you had some lesson plan or something. You had some little study guide or something. I didn't know that you can have a simple plan that even a 10-year-old can do and hear from God, hear the voice of God. Listen, we're called to hear his voice. If you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's available at iabide.org. It's free. Request it today. Go to iabide.org. Request your plan. It'll be sent to you immediately in your email, iabide.org.